You're listening to episode number 1910 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 18th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
It's time on the Van Camp and Morgan Show for some random facts.
Random facts.
From a botanical standpoint, strawberries and raspberries aren't berries, but bananas and eggplants are.
Huh?
I don't know why. I don't know why. Three of the first five countries to send someone to space are no longer countries.
Isn't
the USSR, Czechoslovakia, and East Germany. The other two are the U.S. and Poland.
I remember the first time I saw a globe when it didn't have USSR on it.
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
It was weird.
Yeah, you're way old. You're older than me. Birds don't pee. Birds don't pee.
Whoa, no. Oh,
all
they
their waste
poop.
Leaves on as my head. Poop, which then winds up on your windshield.
You know, I never thought about that birds don't pee.
Freddie Mercury signed off on the Wayne's World scene where the guys sing along to Bohemian Rhapsody while he was on his deathbed.
No
Freddie
way.
Freddie loved it and approved it. Oh, no. That's something I really didn't know. And now I'm a little verklempt about it.
I have a random fact.
Well, interject.
I just learned it today. I didn't know
this.
What's
that?
In Greece.
Mm-hmm.
The movie Greece.
Oh, the movie Greece.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where they were filming the slumber party.
Yeah.
And Rizzo was doing her, you know, put on the blonde wig and she's dancing around
she's
singing.
Fun of Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, making fun of Sandra Dee.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang the part of Elvis, Elvis, let me be, keep that pelvis away from me.
Yeah.
They filmed that the day that Elvis died.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Huh. I thought you would be interested in that.
I'm shocked. It's time for the Who Cares News. Who Cares News?
Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Your girl, they're taking their intense connection offset and into the real world. Yep, source is giving it all up to E.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, E News.
E News.
Otherwise known as E.
E News.
Yep, giving up all the details as a couple flies to London to reunite with her two kids.
Oh, her kids are in London.
I guess so.
Okay.
Well, they just wrapped their 1950s era movie, Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, it's a 50s movie.
Yeah,
that makes sense
so.
Why they did it in Palm Springs then. Because of all the mid-century architecture.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So according to a source, they are rarely apart, and it made sense to go to London together.
They're rarely apart right now, but that we all know that's going to change. You know, it's like in another year, they're going to be like, you know, we're traveling separately. And sure, we're together.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Styles.
Well, you know, what they say about, you know, zero to flaming. Might want to let, don't want to burn out, Mr. Harry Styles.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think this is infatuation. Everything we've heard, everything we've said. It's infatuation.
He is young.
They can't keep their paws off of each other. She's going to be 40 soon.
How old is he?
He's 26, 27.
Yeah, there's
There's 10 years difference, I think. I looked it up one time. She's old enough to be his sexy, hot, older sister, okay?
She's looking to spend some quality time with her kids who just happen to be in Harry's homeland.
Huh, well.
So speaking of Jason, he's filming a series in London and has been hooking up with British model Kelly Hazel.
Now, this is interesting because, you know, Jason was all butthurt about her getting together with Harry Styles.
Uh-huh.
This was a thing. It was a surprise.
Uh-huh.
And he acted like he hadn't heard that she'd left him and she'd been, you know, they've been separated for what, 4 months, five months?
Yeah, quite a while.
You know, but he's so distraught. Everybody says he's so distraught. And here he is. Hooking up with a model.
That's how he gets undistraught.
Now, what did we hear last week? Was she like moving her stuff out of Jason's house?
Yeah, I'm going to go get a suitcase. But if he's in England.
He's in England shooting a TV show. Got the kids. She was in Palm Springs doing Harry
movie. Why does he have the kids?
Well, you know, she was busy making a movie.
She's filming a series.
But she's the director.
Oh.
So it's more than just, you know, she shows up at the set and
right.
Kissy Smoochie does a love scene and goes home.
Got it.
Yeah, it's you know, it's her movie.
So he's screwing the boss.
Kinda. That's the way I look at it. And thanks to James Corden, who let them have his pad.
That's right.
As their little, little tryst. That's not a tryst.
Yes.
Their little fling house.
Fling house.
Whatever you want to call it.
Canoodling. Canoodle.
Well, we will watch this
canoodle
story.
Canoodle bungalow.
We will watch this story, by golly. Because nobody cares.
Kendall Jenner, the ripe old age of 25.
Wow.
Now has her own tequila brand.
Oh, man.
And
come on, who doesn't?
Right.
Who doesn't? Well, George Clooney and Randy Gerber sold theirs.
Yes.
For millions of dollars, I might add.
Yeah.
You know, and you got Ryan Reynolds with his gin.
Aviation gin.
Right.
See, I would drink
Sammy
his.
Sammy Hagar with his tequila.
Yeah. Very original name.
Original name?
What's oh, yes. They must have thought for days and days. And are like at least 2 hours or something.
Okay.
It's called.
Yeah.
You've heard of 805, the beer, right?
Yes, I drink it. 805, yeah. The beer. I love 805, yeah. The beer.
This is
which
called,
is our area code.
Right.
So that's why.
What's her area code?
818.
818 tequila.
Oh,
ding,
boy.
Ding, ding.
How original.
I told you. Lots of thought. Maybe they thought of that name when they were drunk off tequila.
Maybe. That was. I know.
I know. 818 tequila.
Tequila.
Yes, naturally after the area code of Calabasas, California.
Mm-hmm.
And like all celebrities, she claimed she was intimately involved in its development.
Sure she was.
I'm sure it was tasting after tasting.
Yeah.
So in an Instagram post.
Well, she's 25, right? So when you're 25 and you drink tequila, that starts a lifelong problem, doesn't it?
Well, she says, for almost 4 years, I've been on a journey to create the best tasting tequila.
4 years.
Yeah.
She was 21. She's been.
It may have been five, but she can only fess up to four.
Okay.
All right. I think we've done it.
We've done it.
This is all we've been drinking for the last year, and I can't wait for everyone else to get their hands on it to enjoy it as much as we do. Exclamation point.
Exclamation
end
point.
Of quotation.
Oh, my God. You be getting some of that?
Probably not.
You know, when I was introduced to tequila, I was at a young age, and I do believe it was Urban Cowboy, where he drinks the worm.
Sissy, get off of that bull.
And, oh, my God, I thought to myself, I am not eating the worm. And I've had tequila with worm in the bottle before.
That's disgusting.
It's
do you realize
disgusting.
How many John Travolta references we've had?
What? Oh, that's right, because it's his birthday today.
Yeah.
67 years young. You know whose birthday it's not today? I didn't even try. It's not Halle Berry's birthday, but it is her unbirthday.
It is her unbirthday.
So,
and you
a very merry unbirthday to Halle Berry. And that's going to do it for us. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.